You know, I've been watching him for a while, and I've been very excited about the way he plays because he's a tenacious player. You could tell his passion for the game. He likes playing football, and I think he's a real guy in the aspect of all he checks all the boxes as a football player. Everything that his makeup, his personality, how he goes about being a professional. And, you know, there's some things in football when you're watching young players, you can tell they're a professional by the way they play. And I think he plays that way.
And a communicator too, right?
Yes. He's. I think everyone knows, if you've been watching Wisconsin football the last bunch of years, everybody knows who he is and what he represents.
Lonzo, when you watched him, and he's over here and Watt's over here, how did teams block? They put attention one side or the other?
You know what? I think, you know, he played next to T.J. Watt, who's an excellent football player, but I think he had his own identity. You know, I thought he made a name for himself. He's been a very durable player. He's played a lot of football at Wisconsin. I think he's played as many football games as, you know, as anyone in the past 10 years at Wisconsin. So, you know, he does a lot of good things on the field.
I know he played outside of Wisconsin. You see him as someone who can give you versatility?
Yeah, I think he's a very versatile player. I think he can play a whole bunch of spots for you on the defense. And he makes us better. That's, you know, I think that's the main thing as you go into a draft. You're always trying to get better. And I think in this day and age, I think it's very important to bring in players who are self-starters.
What do you think of his pass rush ability?
I think he's a good pass rusher. I think he has a knack for getting to the quarterback. You know, there's a whole bunch of different traits in getting to the quarterback. There's no single defined rate other than just speed and tenacity. And I think he's got a little bit of both.
His sack numbers were just a little low last year with four. What do you make of that?
You know what? The way the game is played now, you know, two-step drops, option football. You know, you don't really see too many pure drop-back offenses. So that can dictate a lot of things also in the passing game.
Did you run him through drills at the pro
day? Yes,
I did. What were you looking for?
You know what? When I visited Wisconsin for their pro day, I was very impressed with his overall makeup and what he could do. He was very versatile. He was quick. He was athletic, very flexible athlete. And I liked the way he went about his business at the pro day. You know, the one striking thing I thought about him when I watched him was in the way he approached the game. I've been doing this 19 years, and I used to work the combine for 10 years. I mean, 10 years down on the floor with athletes. And I've always watched how they approach the game. And I've been, you know, when you watch Adrian Peterson, you watch Clay Matthews, you watch all these guys, you watch how they approach the workouts. And I was very impressed in the way he approached his workout and the way he went about doing things, which checked one of my major boxes.
His measurables are awfully similar to Clay's. I think they ran identical 40s. Do you see any of that on film?
You know what? Clay Matthews is Clay Matthews. You can't compare someone to Clay Matthews. But I think he'll have a role. I think he'll do a lot of things. I think he'll help you in special teams. And I think he's one of those guys you call fly and shoot. He's going to be ready day one. He's going to come in and compete and find a role for himself. And we'll maximize what he does best.
I know he said he's versatile, but is he an outside linebacker to start with, do you think?
I would think so. I think he could start him at outside linebacker, and then his ability will take over from there.
Because of the proximity from here to the campus, does the evaluation of a guy like Beagle or any Wisconsin product unfold at a different rate because they are so close to you?
No. You know what? It's in this game, you know, it's weird because when I was at the University of Miami in college, we never had any players at the Dolphins. You know, we used to always wonder, people used to always say, how come the Dolphins don't take any Miami players? And it's just one of those things. You know, I'm sure if J.J. Watt was there at a certain time, we would have taken him. Or it's just how it falls in draft sometimes. Some things you can't help.
Hey, Alonzo, I know Ted makes the final call. Mm-hmm. I also know your track record of guys you've kind of unearthed, et cetera. When you run him, though, through the drills in Madison and you get to know him, what's the dynamic in the draft room? Obviously, Ted likes him too, but do you push for him? How does it work?
You know what? The thing about that that's unique about this business is when you get up close and personal to people, football players, in essence, have a certain mentality about themselves. They hold themselves. All the great guys I've ever been around who've ever played this game, there's something about them that makes them who they are. And sometimes, not all the time, sometimes you feel that in players. You know, you go to a school and you watch this guy's professionalism, how he approaches and his demeanor and all that kind of stuff. And he's been a good football player on film. And when you put all that together, you go, man, this guy, there's something about this guy. And, you know, and I'm not just saying that about Beagle, but that's just for the whole process in this business.
So did you feel that like a driver when you found him? Or?
Well, I don't. First of all, I don't find anybody. The Packers tell me where to go to a school, and I go there, and he happens to be there. So I was fortunate, you know. So, and but what I'm trying to say is that when you work out a kid like Beagle, whose intensity level is up here, who plays hard, who does all the things, then you measure him, and he runs well, he does this, you say, you know what, we might have something here.
Did you think he was going to get selected yesterday?
No, honestly, I did. I thought he would go a little bit higher than where we got him. I'm glad he's where he was at for us, you know, and I'm hoping he has a great career here and he makes us better.
Alonzo, you guys have made some investments in the linebacker group mm-hmm. in the fourth round, you know, Bradford, mm-hmm. Martinez, Ryan, and now Beagle. How important is it, if you want to be a good defense, that those fourth round guys really have impact? They're not first or second day guys. But
well, I just saw a stat on ESPN, and they said that 65% of your roster is third, fourth, fifth, sixth round draft picks. Everyone gets excited about the first-round pick, which is 14% of NFL rosters. The second-round pick is like 20-something percent of your roster. Well, the majority of your roster is going to be third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh-round picks. I think those rounds are the meat of your team. I think if you're going to be a good team, you have to be successful in those rounds. And I think why the Packers have been successful over the last 10 years is when you look back at our drafts, we've had players in those rounds that have been very successful and have developed into good football players. And a lot of the teams you watch around the league who haven't succeeded year after year, you look at the bottom of their drafts, hasn't been successful. And one of the things Ted Thompson is probably one of the best at in this business is the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh round draft picks and free agents. And I think that's the combination you need to succeed.
As you get to those middle and later rounds, do potential special teams contributions become more part of
that? Well, anytime you get down to those rounds, you're looking for people who you feel as though can make a big contribution to your team on special teams. I mean, special teams is a huge part of the game, and most guys who go down those rounds, they know they're going to have to be good on special teams to make the team. I always tell young kids this. If you're going to make this team, make it a special teamer. Because the way the football NFL is, you're going to eventually have to play. It's just a fact, injuries and all sorts. But we want to make sure your first contribution is a good special team player.
It's been a defensive draft so far. I know there's a lot of picks left to go today. Do you guys need to address running back? Do you feel that there's still time to do that?
You know what? I think we're going to let the draft fall how it falls. And if there's a running back there that we deem is that worthy of picking, I think we would pick one. But you know, I think the theme of the draft so far has been speed and getting better. You know, we've got to get better. We're adding players that we think can come in and add something to this team.
Alonzo, was running back a consideration at any of the spots that you guys have been
on? Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, it's a big part of your – you're a different team with a great running back. And, you know, in teams that always say that we want a running back by committee, it's because they don't have one running back. So, you know, of course we would love to have – a guy that can come in and be a horse, but they're hard to get. It's a tough position.
Alonzo, with Bradford, Beagle, and UW Pro Day, did you get the sense that guys kind of rallied around him?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I could tell he was a leader the moment he walked out there on the practice, at the work Pro Day. He, like I said it earlier, he conducts himself like a real guy, and I was impressed with that.
Alonzo, were you guys entertaining trade offers? Were you close on anything, or were you pretty married to this guy?
Yeah, I mean, you know, people always suggest – when you own the first pick in the fourth round, you're going to get a lot of trade offers. But, I think Ted wanted to pick this guy. I think Ted thought this guy could add something to the team. And, sometimes when you trade, you lose out on a player you wanted. So I think Winston Moss is excited about him. Coach McCarthy's excited. Ted's excited about him. The scouting staff is excited about him. So why take a chance of losing the guy? So you pick him.
With all these defensive players, what has Dom been like the last 24 hours?
Oh, I'm pretty sure when he saw the 440s and 439s, he was like, I'm fired up.